there was a bouncer there, and we
the house.
No, not in the house. No, at the pavilion, and we exchanged glances, and then
a straight guy bouncer.
I don't know if he was, but I mean, we hooked up, so I guess he was that night.
The movie's about him.
Yeah.
Gay guys always think they're the main character.
You said that so earnestly. The movie's about him.
Because I thought it before about you. In the house, it's like you're telling me there's a house of 20 gay guys and one lonely woman that no one is, everyone's mad she's there. Well, she's the main character.
Oh my God.
No, it's the bouncer.
She's Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's gorgeous.
The new rom com, it's at Fire Island Pines, but it's a straight love story. In a sea of gay men, one man and one woman found each other.
You want to know something crazy?
It's called Adam and Eve. That's amazing.
In the fiery pits of hell.
Wait, one
Adam
of us?
And Eve find
oh
a way.
My God, I'm dying.
Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the boys club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to boys club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings. Hi, Nico.
Hey, Con, what's up?
How much have you been doing?
I'm good. I'm gonna jump right into my boys club, if that's cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why are you so soft right now?
I don't know. It's a podcast. I'm just, like, experimenting with, like, how I present myself on here.
Totally, but full volume.
All right. Oh, wait. Was it too quiet? I'm so sorry. Sometimes when I whisper, I get faggot.
Wow. Okay. Okay, the boys club I want to talk about today. So usually, as the boys at home know, our boys clubs are all over the place. Sometimes they're not really even anything. But today is an actual boys club. So I have been fucking my YouTube algorithm pretty badly because I've been doing research for a character I'm writing in a script who is like an alpha male guy. Mm. So I've been watching these like alpha male influencer videos to kind of get their like speech patterns and like sort of like the types of things that they say. And there's this one guy, his name is Coach Kyle. And he has like 400,000 YouTube subscribers, 400,000 YouTube subscribers. And he just will be like on a walk wherever he lives, just being like, these guys are in my DMs and they're like, Kyle, I'm too short to get with women. Kyle, I don't have enough money. He says you're a millionaire. Yeah, so what, bro?
Is he a millionaire?
So what? Apparently. So what? Now what, bro? Now what? That's all he says the whole time. Wait, and I'm like, what is the advice you're giving?
I haven't seen a photo. I can see him in my head, though. He's gorgeous.
He's like a fine-looking guy, but he says the craziest shit. His whole personality is just like bullying these men online to be like, so what, bro? You're not going to get laid complaining.
Wait, does he live
crazy.
In America?
Yes.
I love him. I'm already attracted to him. Don't do that voice again.
Me?
Wait, I think Kyle sounds fucking rad.
Well,
and I'm intrigued by
it. It's pretty nuts. There's another one called the Charisma Coach or something, or Constant Charisma. I forget what it is, but it's just like, it's like videos from movies showing like good riz or good banter. And I'm like, that was a scripted scene. Like,
so
that's
it's not all
how
just
people
gym?
Talk in real life.
In my mind, you never know. It depends how charming you are. In my mind, I was envisioning him being an athlete.
Well, that's part of it, of course.
So that he teaches them charisma and then how to get shoulders?
Well, so that's the whole, you got to have a whole package as an alpha male. You have to be mind, body, spirit.
America Ferreira. To be an alpha male, you have to be this. You have to be this. You have to be this.
Literally, we can do a Ken remake. It's to be a Ken, you have to this and that. Yeah. Yes. So
sometimes at the gym, I do feel that where it's like, yeah, I might seem like a random gay guy, but you know what me and you boys have in common? We will stop at nothing to get the body that we were destined for. We are here doing hanging leg raises. We fucking go.
Maybe you can start your own gay alpha male group.
I'll consider it.
Go from being a random gay guy to the gay guy of your dreams.
Well, but every time I leave the gym, I'm like, this is amazing. I'm working so hard. And then I'll see a guy who just has a nice chest hair that's just sitting there reading a book. And I'll be like, actually, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. What am I doing at the gym? Which is what made me think of your joke.
True.
Not to out you of when you're started with someone's New Year's resolution. And you're like, oh, that's not what I would change about you. It's like me trying to get bigger shoulders. And it's like, have you thought about reading any book? A singular one. might do it.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Okay, nothing?
Not.
That's not true. Yes, you do. You think
the only thing that's wrong with you is that you mailed a credit card to my house without telling me and then texted me, can you bring my credit card? It's in your mailbox.
I know. That's true. I know. And to be like, I am getting older. Like I'm older than everyone else. Like not a ton, but a little relative. Sure. Depends what the scale is, but kind of a lot and no, a little. And it does feel like you need to figure out how to open your mailbox. You're about to have a child. You could have a kid. My mom, with the age that I'm turning, is how old both of my parents were when they birthed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
So that's crazy. My boys club is, that was a great boys club.
Thank you.
Look up Athleen X. I love him. I always watch his videos. His name is Athleen X.
Anyway. See, the ones, this is how it goes. It's like a slippery slope because it starts with like the guys that are just doing the like workout content.
Yeah.
And that's like where I think a lot of guys like I go on TikTok to be like, what's a good shoulder exercise if I'm bored with what I'm doing? And there's so many people on there doing that stuff. So it starts there, but then they slowly become these other guys that are also like he was also doing videos with his girlfriend where they were like,
she's
so this
beautiful.
Is what happens when you are like on a couch together and like how do you make the next move and like
oh
all this stuff.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to watch.
Oh, they're literally God. Like walking through like what to do on a date, but he's so crazy. She like is like, oh wait, can I go get my wine? And he's like, can we fucking record? Keeps it all in. And I'm like, okay, so you're a nightmare.
Wait, so she's a fitness model and her tits are fake, breasts are fake.
Wow, have you watched the videos already?
I don't like the word fake. Am I right?
No, I
fake's
just,
not the right word.
I just
bought,
because you said her tits are fake
and they are.
No, I don't know.
I just know women. I okay. know these girls.
Yeah,
I know girls. It's Kelly McEnany kind of vibes.
Not quite.
Tommy Loren.
I think she'll break up with him.
I hope so.
That's my hot take. I do too. I'm like, girl, get out of there.
And then
not...
his videos will be like how to rise from the ashes.
He's yeah. No, honestly, it'll probably do well for him because then he'll probably be worse.
Yes. And our version of that is, oh my God, I went on a gay cruise. Now I have 2.5 minutes of material about it.
Yeah.
That's how we live our lives.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my boys club.
Wait, that was a great boys club. Thanks. That was an amazing boys club. Wait, I forgot what it was and I had it before. Wait, I don't know. I want to say something that was so interesting. Was
something
so...
about reading a book, something about...
Doesn't matter anymore.
Your credit card.
Nothing matters. Oh, I think I'm male, and but I do think that
okay.
I sometimes... Like, if I wanted dating advice, I'd find a girl.
Okay, well, that's interesting you say that, because when I looked up, like, dating advice men on YouTube to find these guys, there are also women... who are like, how to be a high-value male to get a high-value female. That's like a big thing. And it was this like
high
British
value.
It was this British girl who was like, I was dating all these guys and they weren't doing me right and all this, that, and the other. And then like she's got like just like the craziest
problem
people.
One,
from
he's uncut. It's the UK.
Jesus Christ. It's the UK. Honestly, they probably would say that there. No offense to our UK listeners. But the... So they do have girls on there too, but let me tell you, they're not giving, they're also kind of saying the same things.
Well, there's this one girl who, she has this trick on TikTok where it's like, if you want someone to fall in love with you, you look at one eye, you look at the other eye, you look at the lips, and then you go up.
It really worked.
Wow.
Wait, why am I single? That's why I'm starting therapy today. You look at one eye, you look at the other eye, you look at the lips, you look back up.
Okay. Did I just do
and
it?
And then you say, you know, we're not going to penetrate sex. Just FYI.
Just FYI.
So you do that. But there's a girl in the TikTok.
You look at both eyes, you look at their lips, and then you say, you good with hand stuff?
I think. Yes. I know. My boys. Well, I was going to do. So one that I was considering, I was contemplating doing, just like talking more about yoga. I've gotten really into
yoga.
Wait,
that's a good one.
Every time I tell people I'm doing yoga, they're all the people that really care about me get so excited about it. So I think it is good because like you get really excited about it. My mom even got
it.
It's, you know, hardest to get my mom excited about something.
Yeah.
She has seen too much and she's like, this is really great that you're doing this. She really cares. My dad doesn't really think much of it, but last night it was a 90-minute class and our leader was this like older woman. And she was in book publishing for years because I Googled her and it was 90 minutes and she was the oldest person I've ever seen. And she, it was kind of like, we just like, it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
Because this was yin. Whereas yin is more just like letting gravity do the work and kind of like letting your body, like feeling grounded in the earth and like letting the poses, the stretch come from just like the simple release.
Yeah.
It was so lovely.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And then I am really fascinated by all the people that are in it, and I want to marry one of them. But I'm worried that would ruin yoga. But
if you make it a dating place.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really, yes.
Maybe you should go to all women's yoga classes.
Would they be mad that I'm there?
You can probably put up a fight.
I worry about that with the woods.
These days, you can do whatever you want.
Well, sometimes I feel like it's like they don't want me at $3 Bill. And they don't want me at the woods.
And they don't want me at yoga.
The only place they want me is wherever these straight girls hang out, the Pilates studio.
True.
So it's like, no.
So go to yoga.
Yeah, I like it. It's very interesting. You should come.
I would love to come. I'm really interested in yoga because I'm also feel like I would love something that's like meditative like that. Yes. And just like chill. Yes. And also, I think sometimes when I'm working out, I'll like listen to something in my headphones. Obviously, like I think a lot of people do that, but sometimes like with yoga, you have to be like present in the room.
Yeah.
So it takes you like an even further step, which is cool.
Yes. I've gone to 4 classes now, and I think 2 of them maybe didn't even have music at all. It's just the instructor's voice. And I really liked that.
Yeah. That's
it was
beautiful.
Really peaceful. Yeah.
Well, that's a great boys club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we bring our guest in?
Yeah.
Boys, our guest this week is an amazing comedian. She's a writer. She's an actor. She's a model. You've probably seen her on Comedy Central sketches. You've seen her. She was on The Tonight Show recently. Boys, we're so lucky to have her. Please welcome Rose Kelso.
Hi.
Rose, welcome to the pod.
I'm so excited to be here. I can't believe I'm actually not a model at all, but I'll take it. I will take it. That's so awesome. That's a fun
not after this podcast. After they hear your voice.
Oh, they're going to be like,
are you mad that we're not doing video?
No, I'm so glad. I was actually going to ask if you were.
You should be on a video podcast.
That's so nice. I can't stand
people
those.
Show up to this podcast and they are relieved.
I'm so relieved.
Don't have video.
Oh my God. Especially because video podcasts, like you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Like that's already
yeah.
starting at negative.
I love that it ended at sitting. The problem is sitting.
I know. We need to be able to sit like we are now. We're all in a different pose and none of it would maybe look good on film because we're all slouched, which is good.
Precisely.
That's how you should be sitting on a couch talking with friends.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait.
Guard down.
But you look. Give you a cigarette and a martini. You look gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But you're sober.
Yeah.
I'm bring it up too early.
No, I love this for us. This is actually how we first.
We never
connected.
Get sober people on this.
Really?
I feel like
that's not true.
Comedians?
We are out here getting the drunkards.
I mean, we're getting the drunkards. To be fair, we only have comedians on the podcast, and I feel like this is an industry where people drink.
They do.
I do feel sobriety is really in, though.
It is.
It really, really is. It's a hot thing right now.
I would feel like
awesome.
Even, I don't know how y'all feel about this, but even people, I would say even like California sober also, like on top of that, like there's different, I feel like everybody's sort of, a lot of people are dabbling with different versions of it.
What's California? Is that weed?
That's just weed only.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I've heard it's hard for the bars. Like literally.
Oh.
That people don't buy drinks anymore.
Interesting.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. They should get like Gia or whatever. That it kind of tastes like shit, but like
is that like
great.
Fake? Is that
yeah,
like kombucha?
Is that the one that's that Hailey Bieber's drink? What's that one?
That's called Kin.
Kin. My sister drank that and she said she felt weird after.
Like she felt warm inside.
She said, I don't know. It just felt weird.
Drunk. Yeah. That's so funny.
So beware drinking Kin.
It's supposed to be like make you feel like euphoric. But
really what it turns out is just weird.
Yeah,
it's like the littlest terrible. Bottle. It's like fully $8.99 and they're all named something like Earth or
Earth.
No, is it like, oh my God, I'm forgetting the name. Fuck. Kava. You know that Kava shit? That's like the mud.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
Like makes you, everyone was like, it makes you hallucinate. And it's like, no, it doesn't.
There's too many products.
The
There's
whole point of being sober is to save money. Like, that's not the whole point, but it's like part of it.
I would say 90%.
So like, no, I don't want a special. I don't want a mocktail. I don't want a special drink. I'm sorry for not. People get mad about that because people love to tell other people how to have fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
yeah.
when it's like, I'm sober, they're like, ooh, they have mocktails there. It's like, well, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
I want a seltzer.
Yes, exactly.
Mulaney has that great joke in one of his specials where he's like, anytime I show up at a party, they're like, hey, John, we got apple juice. Would that be good for you? Would you like that?
That's so funny.
I literally know.
God,
some
I love
water
apple
with
juice.
Ice.
Apple juice and pretzels reminds me of like when I was loved.
Yeah.
Like coming home from school.
Being a kid.
Yeah.
Write that down. That's
Oprah would be on the TV and it'd be like, do you want a snack?
Oh, oh my God. Did you ever dip your pretzels in the apple juice?
Yes.
I have such memories of that.
And I
used to do pretzels with in ranch dressing. That was my favorite snack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're from the South. So good.
Do you think it's where the apple juice made the pretzels kind of disintegrate a little?
Yeah.
That's good or bad?
I mean, like, as a child, it's good. Yeah. And now when I think about it, I'm like, I was mushy. Feral.
Yeah.
What the fuck was wrong with me? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's mushy.
Kids will be kids.
Wait, so you got sober. Did something happen?
Well... Yeah, you know, I never had an addiction issue. My dad's an alcoholic, Irish, cool. Irish Catholic, you know. So, hell but yeah. he's good. He's working through it. So I mean, it was always sort of on my mind. And then my mom is a neurotic Jewish woman, so she was always like, "You guys cannot drink. You guys, as in me and my siblings." Mm-hmm. So it kind of scared that into all of us. And I was definitely very loose with drugs. And I loved them. I loved drugs. And then I had a really bad shrooms trip. And it scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, ruined my brain for all of last year.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, I just need to clear my system.
Totally.
Got really into yoga. Did like a weekly meditation class.
Wait, just meditation?
Just meditation.
Where?
It's called New York Insight. It's free on Wednesdays.
Oh, that's liked cool.
It. Yeah, and I did like it. I liked
what time was it at?
7 p.m.?
I'm going. I think. Did you just like sit on a pillow?
No, you actually sit on a chair.
Wait, that's so nice.
No, it was really great.
That's so cool.
Especially you surprise yourself because the first time you go, they're like, okay, we're going to have a silent meditation, whatever. Occasionally they'll ding a little bell bowl. And... And 40 minutes go by and you're like, oh, my God, I just sat with my mind in silence for 40 minutes. And I think it's really hard to meditate on your own because it's so fucking boring. And you're in your house and you're like, OK, enough of this. Like, I have to go do this.
So many distractions.
So much. But when you're in a room with a bunch of people, you're like, it almost makes you competitive.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm going to sit in my fucking seat. And do this.
There's something about yoga where it's like it's you and your creator. And you think about yourself as a baby. And you think about
amen.
In the happy baby pose.
Oh, yeah. Did you say you're in like you went to a culty one, right? Are you afraid to say it on the pod?
Oh no.
Okay. Is it Shambhala?
He's never been afraid to drop a name.
Wait, what'd you say?
Is it Shambhala?
No, what's that? I'll do it.
No, don't do it.
So I wanted to go to this one called Three Jewels that I heard is like for sure a cult in a bad way.
Don't do it.
You've heard of it?
Yeah, I've been.
Wait.
They're so mean.
Okay. Wait, why were they mean to you?
I don't remember. I accidentally went into an advanced class and didn't know what I was doing. And I had like done yoga for a while.
It's not like it's partner yoga though. Like you can flail around on the mat by yourself. What do they give a fuck?
I know. And then
you paid for it already.
The yoga teacher, whatever, her name was Rose. Like me. So I thought that we were going to have like some sort of connection. And then she was like, maybe the easier class next time.
Could you imagine that your job is to make people find peace and you're a horrible person that should die? I hate this person.
Yeah, don't go.
Rose, wilted Rose.
Wilted Rose. Wilted Rose.
Well, that's actually like the best case scenario there because I've heard that it's like a cult.
Yeah.
Like literal cult. Like
I buy it.
Bad vibes. Like,
damn.
Like there's Reddit threads about it.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
Like, wow.
Oh my
like
God.
Abusive power kind of cult.
That's what they do. Yoga famously has that problem.
Yeah.
Like Bikram.
I was going to say the Bikram documentary is crazy. Have you seen it?
No.
It's like is Bikram yoga like hot yoga?
Yeah, it's
and
hot.
They yell at you?
Well, worse than that.
Oh, they touch
more
you.
Like, yeah, touch,
oh,
more
geez.
Sexual
It was getting more assault, yeah.
That's not good at all.
But yeah. I will say the model he created, like the actual yoga 26 poses in an hour and a half, is the best.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, bad people make good things sometimes. Yeah. You know.
Like there's many other predators before him, he did contribute something to the world.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the cult that you're in though?
I went to one called Y7. Didn't like that. It was fine.
I hate Y7.
You know why? Because they just let anybody fucking teach there.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It feels like kindergarten. That shit feels like pretzels and apple juice.
Yeah. Because
it's really like free yoga time. Yoga's supposed to be fun. And I'm like, I don't think so. Like, you can hernia
a disc. I was just the way you're.
Yeah, we
so
can't be just fucking around with these bodies like that. Yeah.
And I felt like if
bending
I was
any which
fall,
way,
like you could fall, you'd fall on the girl next to you, and she runs a tech company. She'd be furious. You. This is her only peaceful hour.
Yeah, it's super tight in there.
She'd fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And then I've been going to Modo, which I like a lot more.
So fun. I've done all of these. Yes.
Wait, Rose,
yes.
We are yogis.
Yeah, we're yogis. I'm not a fan of Modo either, because they do the one class I did there. I met a guy in a coffee shop, and he was like, I teach a class at Modo. And I was like, that's great. And then I go in and it was.
Toby?
Huh?
His name Toby?
No, I have no idea. It was years ago.
Oh my God, go on. You're so young. How many years ago? You're like, I was 11.
I was 11 years old.
I met an adult in a coffee shop.
Well, the weird thing, and he was not trying to be a predator or anything like that, but then I roll up, I'm the only person in the class.
Oh,
and I was like, what is this? And I think Modo does like private sessions or
did
something.
Did you pay
like
for
that?
It?
Yes, I think I gave him $25.
Wait, but how are they making money there? There's
I think he has to pay for the space. It's crazy. And then I was like, I was stuck there.
You
for
survived
an hour.
A yoga class.
Literally, I was like, fuck.
He's got to
like,
be out of business for sure.
I hope.
That's an insane story.
Shit, yeah.
Maybe men shouldn't be allowed to teach yoga.
Yeah,
I think that's what
I
we're gathering from Bikram.
It should be Betsy. I had a girl named Betsy. She was amazing. She touched my feet in this way that didn't feel weird.
That's
it
incredible.
Felt really good.
That's a real skill.
I
you
loved
like
her.
Modo? You've been doing Modo and you like it?
I like, yes, I do. I like it when it's empty. Not uh-huh. to, like, I like it when there's like 12 people.
Yes.
That's the perfect size because it is a big room.
Uh-huh.
But like last night I went to one and had to have 40 people and you're just like so close to the people next to you.
No, that's terrible.
That's
who are
good.
Like doing the splits.
Which is kind of like antithesis of yoga. It's like you don't want to be around everybody.
And especially when you do, I forgot what it is, the first warrior, when you're like arms out and you like swan dive down.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's always the ass in front of you and then you're thinking about your ass and the person behind you and you're like
when your face is too close to the person in front of you is down dog, that's not a good place
not
to be
good
I
not
know
a good place to be.
Wait, so enough about me. I want to know, what's a boys club that you are, you can do any order, that you're not a part of?
A boys club that I'm not a part of that I want to be a part of?
Well, it can be that, it doesn't have to be that.
Okay, well I'm gonna add that because this is one that I really want to be a part of. Fire Island Pines gays.
Yes, you've come to the right place.
Okay.
So
wait,
bad.
Do you want to go to with us for a day?
Yes.
We want to do a trip, like a day trip out, because I'm sure that the Pines housing is already fully booked.
Yeah.
And those boys are on top of it.
In addition, we're not going to be there at 4 in the morning. You think we're going to be on Fire Island at 4 a.m.?
God bless. I went once with a group of... I have four gay male friends who
comedians.
Are not comedians at all. Actually, one's like a journalist. Another one is a real estate.
It's The Bachelor. I'm The Bachelor. It's my season. That's amazing.
It was
another
great.
Yoga teacher. They're all like NFJs.
Incredible. A journalist.
Yeah, I'll introduce you.
Reporting on the news.
And I love them so much, but if you want to go out with them, you have to do what they're doing. So I've been to the Eagle a few times and like,
I don't
not
like them anymore.
Fucking be there. And it was so hard, but I want to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
And then I walk into the Eagle. I'm absolutely the only woman there.
Do they know how big of a deal you are? Like, honestly, Rose, I do feel like you're like lowering yourself to go hang out with these gay journalists.
So fun.
You have turned your tune on him so fast.
Unless it's Vaughn Hilliard, I've never heard of him.
But there was one weekend a few summers ago where I went to the Pines with them, and it was an incredible 24 to 36 hours. And even it was all a blur.
Yeah.
And we went to the Pavilion at like 1 a.m. and the whole time I was just thinking, like, this would be so much more fun if I was just a gay man.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally walking around like I feel like an old crone. I'm like, you boys having fun? You want a little ketamine? Okay, just let me know if you need drinks, if you need apple juice and pretzels.
Did these fellas go to NYU with you?
No.
Did you go to NYU?
I did.
Okay. How did you meet them?
I met
you
them.
Said no, but you didn't go either, but you're so polite. The answer is literally no. So how do you know these gay guys?
So my friend who I did go to NYU with, his name's Ori. He lives in LA now, sadly. But he is my like great, great best friend. He is friends with these guys. That's how we got introduced. quick friendship with that group of five. And
the next thing you know, you're on the Pines.
Next thing you know, I'm on the Pines.
Wow.
Did you stay in a house?
Yeah. They have a rich friend.
Did they give you your own room at least?
Old rich friend.
Did, like, obviously, like 50.
We have too many questions. But they're all 24.
No, they're like late 20s, 30s.
Really old. Okay.
Yeah. They're like so old. Like. No, but the main guy, it's like there was this main guy. I can't give his name, but we'll call him Chris. Okay?
We still could be talking about Bikram yoga somehow. There's a main guy.
He just kind of had this gaggle of friends who were like 20 to 30 years younger than him.
No worries. And,
yeah, no worries. And then and like has this money from his fancy job to have a house, and it was a big deal that I came, because he was like, we don't want girls here. That is such a boys club. It's literally like,
whoa,
no girls allowed.
Okay, blowing the whistle,
but
on
why is that? Yeah. Why is this?
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I do feel like there are spaces that I am not entitled to be in, obviously, but my friends wanted me there.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm not pandering, but if I, it's so be it. If I am. Are cis gay guys with the means to go to Fire Island Pines such an oppressed group that they cannot have a woman around? Like, I actually do get it with the Woods. Like, with the Woods, I realize how tall and gorgeous I am, and it's like, it's hard to, like, I kind of elbow people. Like, I'm big, but like, I just feel like we need to have girls, women even.
I agree.
A girl in heels.
A man who has the means to be hosting dozens of gay men every summer at the Pines probably could host a woman or two as well.
And I think should. I think actually, like, legally.
Yeah, after your gay cruise time, I think we've realized any space that's all men is bad. No matter what type they come in, bad.
When Connor first told me about the cruise, I didn't put it together that he was performing comedy on the cruise, so I thought he just went alone.
Was a fucking loser.
I was like, oh, you went alone on a cruise? That's so fun.
He got a coupon in the mail and he set sail.
No, it was there. You need women in a room. It resets the space. It really is like
that's
when you're
gorgeous.
In, it's like middle school when the teacher comes back into the room. There's, and you're like,
oh, thank God. Wow.
Then people will be nice to each other.
Yes.
Wow. Then there's repercussions.
Yeah.
What a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually tried to say that to the cruise and they hated that.
Yeah.
You were trying to convince them that they needed a woman on the ship?
I was like, are there any women here? And then someone would be like, no. And I'd be like, oh my God. Yeah.
See, the problem is that, like, the conversation is always teetering on, like, yeah, like, who is allowed where in terms of, like, making sure that there is, like, safe spaces for whoever. But with gay men specifically, it really starts to teeter on misogyny so quickly.
So fast.
That it's like, that's where we got to just, like, watch the line, and I agree with you. I think that they're okay.
That's such a nice reframe, because I hate when gay guys call me girl, and I think maybe the reason is I think we should get a real one. I think we should really have one around here.
Wow. Profound. Yes. You're the fifth wave of feminism. You're leading the charge.
He's leading the charge among cis gay men.
I don't really know where it stems from. I don't know if it's like I literally don't know. Like, I don't know
what stems from
the misogyny in the gay community.
I think it's probably femphobia, and I think it's probably also just, like, general misogyny.
If they've got femphobia, I just feel like a lot of the gay guys that I feel like are mean to women, if they think the femphobia is, the call's coming from inside the house.
Well, exactly. It's internalized. It's like, can I punch on somebody that's more feminine than me? Because I hate this about myself. Like,
maybe wipe the glitter off your face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you threw a punch and it was covered in glitter. But I think that, like, also, like, anybody who's conditioned a man in the United States, at least, or probably most places in the world, is at least exposed to some misogyny and gets to benefit from misogyny to some degree. So I think even if you're a gay man, you're still raised with those thoughts. And if you don't do anything to, like, try to not think that way, then they sometimes just do, especially then if you're always around only other men and it's like in a place where they're like, you know, we just fuck each other and we're like so self-sufficient over here and we don't even need women for anything. And then it starts to actually become worse and worse. And I think those things, like, get conflated.
Mm.
But that's my armchair theory on it.
That's and you are in an armchair.
And I'm in my armchair.
Did they make love?
Did they make love?
Yeah.
I know I was the only one who hooked up with someone, which was awesome. They were so mad about that.
Wow.
But that's what good.
That's why you weren't invited back.
That's, yeah. That's true. It's been years.
All of them just hung out.
No, I mean, you go to the Pavilion. That is a stuffed to the brim yoga class, if you will. Like,
yeah.
Elbow to elbow, crazy. And I don't know. I don't think anyone got with anyone. It was just one of those fluke nights.
Damn, like, 36 hours in the Pines and you're not getting anything.
Then why can't you be there? Like, I was like, maybe they're having an orgy.
Yeah, I think that was probably the hesitation. No, it's for real. I think that was the hesitation with having me was like I was going to be a cock blocker in a way, if you will.
Every cock.
Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me.
Would have been like whack-a-mole style. Bam! Get those erections out of here.
Will you go to the pantry and be like, boys, I'll be back in 30.
Yeah, I'll be back in 30. That's enough. No, it was there was a bouncer there. And we,
the house?
No, not in the house. No, at the Pavilion. And we exchanged glances. And then
a straight guy bouncer?
I don't know if he was. But I mean, we hooked up, so I guess he was that night.
The movie's about him.
Yeah.
Gay guys always think they're the main character.
You said that so earnestly. The movie's about him.
Because I thought it before about you. In the house, it's like you're telling me there's a house of 20 gay guys and one lonely woman, but no one is, everyone's mad she's there. Well, she's the main character.
Oh my God.
No, it's the bouncer.
She's Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's gorgeous.
The new rom com, it's at Fire Island Pines, but it's a straight love story. In a sea of gay men, one man and one woman found each other.
You want to know something crazy?
It's called Adam and Eve. That's amazing.
In the fiery pits of hell.
Wait, one
Adam
of us?
And Eve find
oh
a way.
My God, I'm dying.
You know how they're always like, you know, so I had 9 ideas to pitch and they didn't like any of them. They said, what else do you have? And then I was like, blah, blah, and they're like, and that became Curb Your Enthusiasm. One of us one day will be in a meeting and I want, that's what's going to happen. Because that might be an idea that really does get butts in seats. Because it's like, it's gay, but it's not. And I think that is what people want ultimately.
Yeah.
It also could very quickly become just a porno.
Oh, immediately. Actually, it would probably be more
lucrative.
It's
really got the bones for a porno. Yeah. Totally.
So true.
Wait, so more questions.
Please.
Did he stay on Fire Island? The man?
The bouncer? Yes, he was living on Fire Island. You know, and I went to the quarters.
Wait, I love that gay guys are so incompetent. They're like, we're obviously going to hire a straight bouncer. Like, we need someone who needs to be in charge.
Yeah.
Maybe they need somebody. Maybe they need somebody who's like not going to pick sides.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If there's a fight, it's just going to be like, I don't even know what's happening. So
like,
I'm just going to separate.
I don't see beauty. You're seeing Actually, my cousin, her boyfriend is a straight guy, is a bouncer at a gay bar in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a bouncer that wasn't a straight man, if I'm being honest.
Good. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I haven't either, unless I'm judging books by their covers.
Yeah, same, but it always gives the vibe.
Could you guys, if it was me, you guys cannot be here right now. You cannot be here right now. You have to go.
Sorry, this is fake.
I'm giving you from 5, 4.
Oh my God.
You're treating it like a woman who has like a son that's really unruly. And she has no control.
Amazing.
Yeah. Are you planning to go back anytime soon?
I mean, I guess with you guys.
Yes. We would love you to. We really are trying to go at least one, like for a day trip this summer because I think we're constantly behind on the housing situation.
I have to go back to do a kind of an intern, like sort of a coming of age thing within myself. So I have to go back.
Yeah. Well, okay. Are you set on staying in the Pines or would you stay in like.
No.
I would love to go to Cherry Grove.
We'll go there. Yeah. Will they have me there?
Cherry Grove. Yes, I think they would. I think they would. Or it's like a similar like shadow situation to me in the Pines.
I walk around and just like, I'm a big fan.
You go over to Cherry
fan.
Grove, they pick you up and they throw you back to the Pines.
And they would. And they would.
The biggest lesbian there grabs you by the shorts and chucks you back.
Is it Ice Palace in Cherry Grove? On Cherry Grove? Within Cherry Grove?
I actually don't know.
I think the underwear party is in Cherry Grove.
And it would be.
I bet they hate that. they're trying to get
I mean, the line, you know, when you are at Bayshore and you're waiting for the two lines, and there's the boat to Cherry Grove, and then there's the boat to the Pines. And the boat to Cherry Grove always has lesbian couples with, like, their three kids and, like, a picnic basket.
Yes.
And then the line to the Pines is, like, Red Bull.
And, like, no clothes.
No clothes. Like, everyone's screaming.
They're like, you boys need a sweatshirt before you get on the boat.
It's a perfect combo. It's a black and white cookie, really.
It really is.
Yeah. Maybe we should go to Cherry Grove.
I would love to go to Cherry Grove.
I think it's really nice.
I think you can get over... I mean, I'm talking out of my ass right now, but I think you could we could probably get over to both, so we could stay at Cherry Grove and have a nice, peaceful time and then walk to the Pines for fun.
You definitely
You walk through the meat rack. Do you have heard of the meat rack?
No. Oh, God, I learned something new about this place all the time. Yeah.
Oh, there are nooks and crannies there that none of us know.
It sounds like a Candyland board game set, and it's like, like, through the meat rack forest.
The meat
under the
rack.
Underwear party. Go on.
Is this
That's so true. There's like there's a new adventure everywhere.
All the way to the Pavilion.
That is sweet. You know how they make games for, like, gay games for kids, but, like, not in a weird way, just kind of like the gay BCs. And
do
like,
they do that?
Yeah, maybe no, but I think that would be a nice idea for a child to, like, be like, oh, my kids, we have a fire island. Fire island, Candyland. Or even Risk. It could be Risk.
Oh, it's Risk.
Depending on the vibe.
Yeah, Battleship even. Yeah.
But the meat rack, it's like Dunes. And you walk through it to get to Cherry Grove from Fire Island. But historically, that's where people would go to cruise.
Mm.
To fuck.
Oh, to cruise.
To make love.
Is
in the
cruise
middle of the meat
like
rack.
A word for fucking?
Yes. Cruising is kind of like you're like, I'm cruising. Cruising for a bruising.
That's that sounds like fucking with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's fucking sunglasses emoji.
You want to cruise?
And it's typically like a lot of guys hanging out in one spot. And it's like kind of an unwritten, like, that's what you're here for.
Is it?
Oh.
I thought.
I think it's like a man in the woods who bumps into another man in the woods. And it's like, but these are the woods for cruising.
Wow. Mm.
So we found each other.
Literally folklore. That's
or
like
a guy in the bathroom stall. Yes. Yeah. That's like, oh, I'm cruising here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got to just give gay people the right to this lobby. So fucking weird.
Do it in the fucking house.
Also, like, jerk off like a normal person and call it a day.
Oh, my Christ.
Right. Sorry.
Every day I sit down, I'm like, make a podcast your dad will be proud of. It's
okay. Yeah, I think this is a really sober thought. Because I feel like once you're sober and it colors your entire world, like, to call it back, you know, you're kind of like, well, why don't I just do, like, the simple... Like, it doesn't have to be so complicated. Like, I don't have to go to the magical woods and, like, cruise with 16 men. Like, I could just jerk off at home.
Yeah.
You know, and just get it done.
Yeah.
Jerk off at home and then be a productive member of the world for the rest of the day. Read any one number of the many books on this very full bookshelf.
All untouched. No problem.
Attached. Here's the problem is that I'm unattached is the problem. Mm.
Right now.
What's the good version? Whatever the good one is the one I'm not.
Attached?
Yeah.
I feel like attached is the bad version.
I'm not, then. I'm
Don't
attached.
You want to be unattached?
Well, what's the thesis of this book? What's the vibe of this book? Is it attached like I'm with somebody or it's attached like
the
I'm stuck to them?
The vibe of attached by
What's the
two
subtitle there?
Is the new science of adult attachment and how it can help you find and keep love.
Oh, as in like attachment theory, like anxiety.
What are
anxious.
You? You're secure.
I got secure, but I'm like, that's wrong. Like I took that test online where it's like 100 million questions.
Yeah.
And it came back secure. And I was like, I must have just been fucking lying.
Yeah. I used to try to do a joke about that where I was like, I did an online test to say I was a secure attachment style, but that's just because I know how to manipulate an internet quiz. Like I'm also a Gryffindor.
Exactly though.
Also, I feel like the moment you seek out the answer in an online test, babe, you're anxious.
Yes.
Babe, it's too late.
I know. I'm pretty sure I'm anxious attachment.
I'm certainly anxious attachment.
Oh, no.
Or maybe avoidant attachment. I think I'm avoidant attachment.
Hot. Avoidant attachment is the hot one.
Is avoidant when you like... Okay, because here's my what I'm thinking. Because when I like have a problem or there's anything in my life I don't want to deal with, I will avoid instead of like...
That sounds like avoidant.
So that's right. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Avoidant attachment. That's what I have.
Any problem that you... I mean, you seem more well...
I think I'm
this.
Anxious avoidant. If you love me, I think that's kind of boring. And if you hate me, I'm like, God. Why?
That's exactly me. But I didn't know that was anxious avoidant.
I think we're anxious avoidant. It's no problem.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's hard. That's why I'm starting therapy today.
Fun.
Yeah. to fix it before it's too late.
Is your therapist...
she's here with us now.
She actually non-binary, so don't you
and
feel
they're
goofy.
There with us now.
That's great. What time is your appointment?
I would be like, I'm a really big deal in your community. I don't really know, but I'm like really ally. Six.
At six? Yeah. Great time. Oh my God. That's my therapy is at 6 p.m. today.
Wait, is it? I bet that's a nice time. I feel like the ending the day with therapy is like nice.
It's perfect because like it Tuesdays, I also feel like shit goes down.
Yeah.
Because it's like
yeah.
Mondays, everyone's like warming up. And then Tuesday, they're like, let me send this email that's going to ruin your life.
I want this to be the best Tuesday you've ever had.
You want this to be?
Yeah.
It already is.
I want you to look back and be like, I loved recording with those boys in the middle of the Tuesday.
I mean, this is really beautiful. This is actually my favorite podcast I think I've been on.
Fuck yeah.
You're cracking me up. And I've never talked about this Pine story before. I didn't realize until sitting here right now.
Like, that you're was the actually, victim.
I'm really the victim.
Wait, this podcast, our goal is to show everyone how they're the victim.
That's why I love it.
We're trying to give people a chip on their shoulder when they leave.
Yeah.
Wait, but so are those boys still your friends?
They are. We, you know, Ori, who moved to LA, was really the glue. And sometimes, like, the glue moves away, and then, you know, we just don't see each other anymore, you know, which is, but we love each other from afar.
But hey, maybe on the Pines, we'll be there, we'll reconnect.
Yeah, they will definitely be there. They will be there.
Are they there the whole time?
They're there for a long time. Yeah, well, the main guy who I named Chris is, he rents a house for the summer. Which is an absorbent amount of money.
I can't even imagine.
I think it's like $20,000 a month or something.
Oh, my
like,
Christ.
Could you imagine that?
$60,000 for a summer? That's insane.
And you're like, whatever.
Wow.
You're like, cheap this year. You know, like, it's crazy.
I mean, I can never get over when I'll see an Instagram story of somebody being like, looking to fill one part of one bed in the house, $1,500 for the week. I'm like,
Did you have your own bed?
How?
No, I didn't. It was two twin beds in a room. And then my one friend was sleeping on the other bed, and then I shared a bed with Ori, a twin bed with Ori.
Wow.
I think if you had asked me a month ago, I think I'd be like, well, maybe I actually would like Fire Island, and I'd do it my way. But after going on the skate cruise, no, I think it's just not. I think probably not.
You mean the Pines or Fire Island in general?
Like, the Pines.
The Pines.
Like, I feel
think you
like...
You would really love Cherry Grove, I think.
Yeah, like, at night, do they just kind of, like, play cards and then go out a day?
That's my guess. I really haven't been there. If I were to really assume, I feel like it's wake up at 5 in the morning, beach walk, come back, a little, like, restorative yoga.
Yeah.
Indigo Girls on the speaker.
Totally.
And then cards at night, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Beach day, hanging out.
That's a perfect day.
Because I do like that. That reminds me of apple juice and pretzels.
This is, you know what's gorgeous about this episode is I feel like we're calling back to a lot of themes.
Yes.
You know, it started with apple juice
staff
and pretzels.
Us. Yeah. So
good. I love that you're now curled up with attached under your arm.
There's nothing I can handle. Armed.
You say you're armed?
But I was reading this at Fort Greene Park, and I told you this, but the one guy was like, that's a great book. And I wanted to be like, get back here. Because I want a man that reads
Let's finish
book.
It together.
Wait, but so what's a boys club that you are not a part of?
Yeah, that I am a part of. Does every comedian that comes on here, do they all say comedy?
Never.
Never?
That's not true. Don't lead her astray. People have done comedy before, but we can talk about whatever.
No, I don't want to say. I was avoiding that one because I'm just like, I feel like that's obvious. But yeah, comedy is a boys club. But I feel like the alt Brooklyn scene is not.
Yeah, I feel
you
like...
You are alt.
Yeah.
You really are.
Do you think you're alt?
No.
He says with a pointed finger.
Do you think... Oh yeah, because we talked about that. You had like a...
People use alt as a synonym for gay. Sometimes they think all gay people are alt, and it's like, no, alt is a literal style. Like,
yeah, it's a style.
But a lot of people I think would call themselves alt, and they're not. I love how I make everything negative about other people. It's like, but you actually are, because you're like, you're doing a new form.
Yeah, I think of alternative, as like playing with form and style,
right?
More so than like content necessarily.
Playing with lifestyle.
Playing with lifestyle. But like, I think that you and I both have pretty like standard like stand up. Joke structure?
Yeah.
But we do get labeled as alt sometimes just because we're queer.
I really feel you aren't necessarily alt if you can like do your set at the Grizzly Bear or something, or the Comedy Cellar. Like if I went up to the Comedy Cellar or something and did my gun bit, I feel like people would be like, oh, okay.
See, but I think they would like it.
That's nice.
Because I think it's so like, that's what when like because I do think alt comedy gets labeled sometimes as like only for certain rooms or only for this or that. But mm-hmm. I think any comedy, when done well, is translatable to most places. Obviously, I think the Grizzly Bear is where dreams go to die, so I wouldn't say that we would do well there.
How do you even
because
know what
nobody
that is?
Will.
Yeah, I, that's actually
I can't imagine
there.
You knowing.
Oh my
what
god,
that is.
I did one show there. Like, okay, this is what I was saying before: is I really don't do stand up. Okay, maybe that's the boys' club that I am. Oh no. I'm still not a part of that one. I was going to say like the Manhattan stand-up scene.
Yeah.
But there was one show that I got asked to do, and it was at Grizzly Bear Midtown. And usually these places, even if it's like a pure stand-up place, like has a tech setup or something. Grizzly Bear does not.
No
not,
way.
No plugs.
They barely
nothing.
Have lights, so.
Yeah. So I couldn't do my gun bit. And then I just had to go up and I was like, I can't drop a show. It's like the day before I felt too bad. And I just did stand up and I wanted to kill myself. It was the scariest experience of my
life. I'm sure. Was it full?
It was packed to the brim.
Damn.
Luckily though, I'm Jewish. It was a Jewish show, so the crowd was Jewish.
Okay,
you can at
least
throw in like one Fiddler on the Roof joke and yeah. they love you. That's all you need. That's the secret for a Jewish room. Just be like Anna Tefka.
Okay. Yeah. So we did Fiddler on the Roof when I was in 6th grade.
Oh,
and my older brother was
crazy.
In 8th grade. And I have this joke about how he was cut from the musical. Not true. He was in the musical.
Oh wow.
But first his song was cut. He was Perchik.
Oh, good
yes.
part.
His
it's
song,
a hot one.
He, very hot, mm-hmm. very, very hot.
I didn't know your brother did any of the musicals.
Well, it was kind of what you did at Waldron Mercy Academy. You did the plays. You did the plays. Our grandfather was a Renaissance man. We kind of grew up with the theater. So we did the plays. But they cut his song. And then for time, makes sense, whatever. And then furthermore, worse, they...
Moreover,
they cut a line that he had in a song that wasn't even cut. But they gave it to someone else. And it's
no,
like this
no.
lesbian director who left to join the nunhood is desperate to make sure that you don't sing in this thing. She is for sure not trying to get you mic'd.
Wow.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, you went to a real Catholic school. That's right.
Yes, it was.
That was in your hour.
Yes.
And you guys did Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah. The full
reaching
length.
A hand across the aisle.
Yeah. Not junior. No, the full length
the
version.
Yeah. Oh, gee, that's
except
a three
for missing
hour play.
One song. So 2 hours. <That's... for tears. laughs>
Wow, they made everything else but his song.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine a 12-year-old being like, if I were a rich man, like I'm too young for that.
Yeah.
We're too young for that. Like a child Tevye, it's just wild.
Yeah, a child Tevye is so goofy.
Yeah.
And they're like, the czar. Like,
what I think is so funny is it's like this, like, is my brother a good singer? Definitely not. You're
amazing.
A middle school theater director. This will not be a good play.
Yeah.
It just won't be. And
no,
like,
you can't do that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you really have to just, you have to mold the clay you're given.
Well, I think it's funny. What I've realized recently, yesterday, is that these theater directors of middle schools, they view themselves as talent scouts. Or sort of.
Do they?
I think they do.
Oh, 100%.
And it's like,
oh,
you
so
are
right.
a theater facilitator.
Yeah.
Like, I think we need to really.
Yeah, this is an administrative position.
Right.
Your job is just kind of make sure the show happens. Like,
yes.
you're not trying to plug people out of here.
No,
yeah.
it's so intense. Nico, did yes. you ever do theater?
No, I was always a sports kid, so I couldn't do both. We
that's,
just, like,
okay,
just didn't have enough time.
Sports kid and avoid an attachment. You're the hottest person I've ever met. Like, I'm so jealous.
I wanted to do my I've told the story many times, boys at home know, I was cut from our 6th grade musical Into the Woods Junior.
Which doesn't have a
chorus.
It's not a chorus.
Wow.
So it's like if you're going to get cut from one, that one does make sense.
Well, okay, siding with DJ Queen and the musical director there after you're going on a rampage against how they're not talent scouts. Anyway.
I just think the first issue was doing Into the Woods. Like maybe do anything with a town.
I know.
Like Village People.
It feels like they could really easily throw Village People. I was like, could I be a tree? I couldn't be tech. Nothing. I was cut. Anyway, then I played basketball, so it didn't matter. But they always were overlapping and like at the same time as all the like sports practices, so I never could do both. But I wanted to. I like always was drawn to performance, and I like wanted to. I just like didn't know how to like. My parents didn't do that. They both like kind of played sports, and so like I didn't really know how to like be mm-hmm. like I want to do this.
But everyone from that musical is now literally nothing.
That's not true necessarily.
No, for sure. Name one bird. What are they doing?
Well, I don't really remember who was in it, to be honest.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So
did you did musicals?
Yeah. Well, only in junior high, and then high school, it was way too intense. Like, the theater department went to public school on Long Island, and the public schools on Long Island are, they're well-funded. Like,
yeah.
It's some of the best public schools in the country.
I think, can tell.
Yeah, thank you. But the theater departments there are insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy to grow up on Long Island because it feels like the adults are children. Like they get into these petty fights with the kids.
Yeah.
They, like,
did you watch Long Island Princesses?
No.
Never mind.
What is it?
I don't want to derail.
Not at all.
It was like a one season show, and then one of them became a spin instructor, but it was like 10 years old, and her name was Casey Cohen, and she's a fucking weirdo. But she would start, she's bad vibe. She's not good energy. Uh-huh. She shouldn't run a room. And she would start every class with, "I know some of you have seen me on TV. None of us have seen you on TV. And if you haven't either."
Oh my God.
No one had ever asked me about it.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. And this is a spin instructor that you took classes from?
Yes.
Wow. A couple, and she would say that in the room.
Yes. The other time I brought her up was when Sydney Washington brought up Nightlife, and I was like, "You know Casey?" Actually, she knew Casey Cohen, but she knew her from Nightlife because she also worked. She's like, "I worked Nightlife for 12 years. That's why I'm really intense. Now I teach spin."
That's her vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, but Long Island.
Okay. So the theater department was really intense. So I did it in junior high. Did Oliver. That shit. That is a good musical for
kids. And
that's
why you're good at accent work now.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, Oliver was so fun. That was 8th grade. Oh, I did Sound of Music in 7th grade.
Who were you?
But Ursula. Ursula. Ursula is a maid who has one line in the entire play.
What's the line?
I don't remember. It was like, "Here's your tea, sir."
Okay,
or mine air or something. Like
mine air, M-E-I-N.
Yeah, like Mr. Air.
Max.
Air whatever.
Is it Max?
Max?
Doesn't matter. I had one line in Seussical in 5th grade. It came without ribbons. You think I'm going to forget the one opportunity I have to shine? No, I'm not.
No, I don't remember Ursula's line, but it was insane. So I had to go to all the principal rehearsals because I had a name. And I would just sit there for hours.
Brutal.
Hours. And then, okay, here's a dark part of my past. 9th grade. This is the last musical I ever did. The King and I.
And yet, I've read it so far. Go on.
I got cast as a concubine.
Uh-oh.
So it's like a Siamese concubine, which is now Burmese, I believe, to be technically correct.
If you had to say concubine two times, how would you describe it the second time? Sex slave?
Yeah. See, sex slave.
Now, why are they making 9th graders do that?
It was crazy. And we all had to... God, I don't know if I can say this on a podcast. It's going to ruin my career. But we had to dress in these little tiny... Okay, this is my disclaimer. I was 14 years old. The year was I'm looking into the mic so as to talk to the people through the podcast. Long Island, what year was that? If I was 14, I was born in 97.
2011, 2012.
Okay, so it was 2012. Yeah. Things were really different.
Very different.
Really different.
Also, you were a child and they were asking you to
Obama
do this.
Obama was against gay marriage.
Yeah, true. Right. Gay marriage hadn't even passed yet, folks.
Right, there you go. So I was a victim in this scenario as well. Thank you.
Anybody who at home or anywhere who's like trying to call people out for things like that, I'm like, we gotta relax. Everybody did something fucked up when they were in high school, like because a teacher told them to.
Because a teacher told them to.
But I do think that we should have a civil case against all theater directors.
I think we need to.
For this such transgressions. Anyway,
100%. No, there needs to be a class action lawsuit.
Could you imagine all the theater directors leading DEI trainings now, like as their punishment?
Oh my god. So I was a concubine, which is a Burmese sex slave for the king of Siam. We had to dress in these little tight silk dresses.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's
crazy. And then, of course, the eyeliner.
Yikes.
You know.
Yeah.
I had to wear...
Were your parents like, "That's fine"? Were they like this crazy?
I feel like your parents probably don't know what's going on in the play until opening night, and then they're like, "Oh, God."
Yeah, they're like, "Fuck." Yeah. I mean, my parents were definitely like, ugh, because I had got cast in ensemble and then I tried to get out of it because I played violin at the time. And I was like, "Can I do Pitt?" And when I asked to do Pitt, the orchestra director said, "That's pretty arrogant of you."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait.
Isn't that crazy?
To think that you would be so... Wait, I don't understand.
It's like you don't want to stay in the ensemble, so you're going to move to something else. And I was like, yeah, of course I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking do this for 3 months.
You want to know something, Rose? You didn't get to being who you are by not being arrogant. And that,
well,
and
said.
That also, orchestra, like, director maybe should take a note.
I think the orchestra director should be grateful that anybody wants to jump in there.
I agree.
Shouldn't you want to be cultivating what children are like leaning towards?
I'm like, y'all could have used a second violin.
Yeah.
Okay? Was it the kind of pit that the audience could see the whole time?
Yes.
The yeah, hot, yeah, they yeah. have to be the hottest people there. They're the real stars. Yeah.
That's so funny. So then that was the last play I ever did. There was so much drama because this one girl got cast as Anna, who was like the main girl, and then she'd never been cast as a lead before. And so all the girls who were like normally cast as leads were like, fuck this bitch. This is an outrage.
Wow.
And so that turned into a mess, like literally getting called into the principal's office. I was never a
was
part of it.
Was she good?
She was fine. She was 14. Yeah. You know, like no one's like Broadway.
Yeah. Was it a 9 through 12 musical? You did one for the whole school, right?
9 through 12. What do you mean?
Like there were seniors, juniors.
Sorry. My junior high school went 7th to 9th grade. So we were top of the, yeah, couldn't even, we were like seniors, not freshmen.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, a 14-year-old cast the lead in the high school musical.
Yeah, that's
like,
a big
how
deal.
How could it happen? Yeah, no. So 7th.
She was a 9th grade. I got it.
But that did happen this one time. Belle, I think, was a junior, and that was like kind of a big deal.
Mm.
And people were kind of, no, it wasn't even that. Cinderella was, two. One time Fontaine was a freshman.
Wow.
And that's a really big deal. And now
what play is that?
Les Miserables. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now every Anne year Hathaway? She did,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They put a freshman in that role. That's another intense role.
They did.
I dreamed a dream.
Yes.
Gone by.
And now she does 25 days of Christmas carols on TikTok. I'll send them to you.
Wow.
So it was like, yeah, things like that were really a big deal in high school. I'm mad that person said that to you about the orchestra. But kids never forget. Kids never forget.
I'm sure
kids
you have a thing. Forget. Yeah. And you had nuns. Nuns are, but did you love the nuns? I feel
like. Never forget.
Did a nun ever hit you?
Never.
Good.
No, the nuns were nice to me. But what I remember is this woman who directed. So I got really into God senior year because I was like a drunkard. And so I got into Jesus kind of, and I went on this retreat, and then I was going to lead the retreat. And then the director of Trojan Women, who was always in movement clothes, even though it wasn't a musical, we never moved. She was like this 32-year-old woman who was like the director. And I was like, and we didn't even start rehearsal yet. And I was like, I have to quit to lead this retreat. I found God. And she was like, I didn't say that part, but she was like, I was like, are you mad? And she's like, I'm not mad. Oh no, I said, are you disappointed? And she said, I'm not disappointed. I'm furious. And then she walked out years later, had a kid IVF by herself, and I don't know how she is now. She seems great.
Wow, but kids never forget.
And kids never forget.
Nico.
Kids never forget.
What's your kids never forget?
Well, I am more so thinking about this from the other side of it now because I coach kids soccer.
Oh, right.
And so I'm always like, fuck, did I just say something that they're gonna never think that they're gonna think about for the rest of their life? Because it's so hard because it's really pushing you to your limits the entire hour that you're there with the kids because it starts out like, yay, we're here. Everybody's here. Yay, yay, yay. Like, it's exciting. And then the second we start.
I can't see you doing that.
It's so hard for me to be like with, I don't know. I mean, they're like 5 and 6, so they're really little and cute. But especially with those ones, it's like half coaching, not even, 30% coaching and 70% babysitting. And like trying to make sure that they're not kicking each other and they're like not running off or like just keeping each other in line, yeah. Like not fighting, like this, that kind of stuff. So like slowly but surely they will wither me down to the point of me just being like, hey, can you just get it together? And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't say it like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any time my teachers said something to me that really stuck with me though. I don't know. When I was a kid playing soccer, like everybody always told me I was too small. And so that was always kind of like my chip on my shoulder that I would not forget.
You know where you're really big?
Where?
On stage.
I know, it's funny because I have some jokes about like being short or just like growing up small or whatever. And people will be like, well, you can't really tell on stage. Like, you look tall up there. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I should adjust for that because everybody's seated.
Yeah, I don't
standing.
Think of you as small. How tall
Thank
are you?
Thank you. 5'5".
I'm 5'5", too. That's probably
I'm looking you right in the eye. I mean, it's pretty normal.
Both of you, like, not 5'5", is tall. Both of you have even taller energy than that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's I think that's the other thing. Matters. It's like you have, like, yeah, you gotta act like you're taller
yeah,
than you are.
There is a
yeah.
tall energy yeah. thing. And I never wear flats.
And among trans men, I'm definitely not short. There's some little guys out there. And my love and light to all.
There's some little guys.
There certainly are. It's what I don't know what's going on, but I would say on the whole, trans guys run pretty small. So I don't know what's going
that
on.
Makes
there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about 1 second about the musicals? I'm trying to think about.
You know what makes you grow? Sorry, yoga.
True.
Stimulates your pituitary
true,
gland.
True.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Wait, literally grow.
Mm-hmm. Makes you get taller.
And you stretch out.
You should mm-hmm. come to yoga with me. Sorry.
Okay, you just got done saying I wasn't short. And now you're like, we can fix you.
Yeah. Now the door's open.
Me becoming 5'11 is like when you jumped up to 40K followers and be like, oh no, sorry. No problem. No worries.
Should we do...
Is it over? What's the voice that you want to see in the world?
Oh, we're at an hour. We're right on time.
You're my best friend. I'm not kidding. You're my best friend.
I feel the
friend.
Same. We're cooking. I'm in love with you.
Let's
I mean, I haven't forgotten the look you gave her earlier that apparently worked.
That look was so crazy.
It would ruin our friendship.
Do it.
I actually don't think you should. I actually don't think you guys should do
it. It's too powerful.
It's really that powerful. I was like,
so go take a walk, look at every man you see, and do that until. And
well, that's how I feel about just working out in general. It's like, I don't think that's the problem. I think that there's. I think that it's a brain thing. Just think that if you want to fall in love, I do think that it's like, well, maybe work on the inside more. Not you.
Yeah. No. I hear you.
You're both in Boys Club. You're both in. Is that you're dating comedians?
That's true. That's a really specific
one. That is a specific one. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, somebody to talk about things with. It's
wait,
nice.
Both of you were like, we don't want to talk about it.
No.
Both of you were like, okay.
I don't know how you feel, but like, I feel like people will ask me something like, oh my God, like, is that awkward? Is that weird? And I'm like, no, because we both really care about each other and we like seeing each other succeed.
Yes,
so like,
exactly.
I mean, obviously like it's like important to like think about the way that you are talking about, you know, giving yourself the permission to like have work-life balance and have it be a relationship that exists outside what you both do. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
But I think people are like so addicted to being like, when's it going to fall apart? Like,
right.
I don't know.
Right,
I always
right.
like, I feel like other comedians, because I'm like, just because you fucked a comic and now it's awkward is not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
It's certainly not the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly not the same thing. Yeah.
I feel like it'd be like, is it awkward to pretend that risk analysis is a real job? You know what I mean? Is that hard for you guys? That's awkward. What's a boys club you want to create?
A boys club I want to create. I mean, before the podcast started, I did say gynecology. I think that's a good. I think we can like sort of siphon that off for women alone.
Yeah.
I had another one though. What was it?
I like that though because I always find it suspicious when a man is a gynecologist.
Yeah, it's a little.
I've always found that suspicious. Yeah.
Yeah, not to discriminate, but I'm a little like. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
I know. It's like, just walk me through your decision process on how you got there.
Right.
Like, maybe if your wife died in labor and now you've dedicated your life to safe pregnancies.
That's gorgeous.
Maybe I'll listen.
I'll listen. I'll entertain that. But if I, let's say I was a penis doctor. I don't know if that, do you have like a penologist or penis? There's, that
is it
doesn't
a urologist?
I hooked up one time with an infectious disease doctor two times, but we never got naked. I didn't want to because I was like, I don't even want to know. I was like, I don't even want to know.
What
like,
do
I
you mean?
I don't know. I felt like he wasn't going to look at me like love. He's going to look at me like, to your point earlier, like a project. Like just another piece of work.
Oh, you thought he was going to see another patient.
Yeah.
Oh,
just another nude body.
I see.
Because before we started, he's like, let's talk about sexual history. And I was like, history? What do you mean? The whole point is I don't have sexual history. That's like my kind of whole thing. I was like, also, this is already too intense. maybe it was actually beautiful that he said that. It was a real adult. But that's why it's like, why are you single? Because I thought that was a red flag. And there's actually a green flag. That's actually someone that will have be a wonderful father.
Damn. I do feel like an infectious disease doctor is the one person you would get chlamydia from. I really do. Like, that is like so the type.
That's
you
so
know?
Funny.
And he like loved that movie where Timothée Chalamet like ate people. And I was like, I just can't engage with that.
No.
Like, I just can't be in a world where anyone's seen that movie, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. I have not seen
it. I haven't
movie.
Seen it
no
either.
One's
oh, this
see
is
it.
A safe room.
But
no
I did I did see the actor from it. What's her name again?
I don't know, gorgeous.
She's so pretty. But she was in a play that I saw, and she was excellent. So.
Oh, wonderful.
So shout out to her for using that. But I also had no interest in watching Timothée Chalamet eat people.
Yeah. Just the concept didn't hit for me.
I know. Cannibalism as like another thing we're supposed to worry about is just like too much to
too
bear.
Much. I know. I agree.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, to what extent is it actually happening?
I think more than we think.
Which is honestly probably the case for most things.
Yeah. It's sort of like you see one cockroach, there are a million behind the wall, you know? Like,
totally.
So what are you going to do?
Wait.
But so if I was a penis doctor, I'm just thinking
urologist.
About this.
Like when I was 11, I like,
urologist,
I ruptured
sure.
a ball and I had to go, my dad.
No
took,
way.
At 11?
Yeah, I ruptured a ball.
It's like
sometime.
These just came in.
No, I was like I was beating it pretty early.
Good
and
for you. You know, I know other gay men that's the case too.
Oh, so I do wonder if it's a divergence.
Remember, I'm not going to say his name, but there was a guy in my class who was notoriously the first to jerk off, and he turned out to be gay.
Where is he?
Don't know.
Dead.
You've never... Wait, was he handsome?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll meet him.
I'm so intrigued by that.
I don't like keep up with him, so I don't know.
I know I don't keep up with anyone. Do you keep up with people you went to school with? Because you're from near here.
Yeah, I have a friend. This was actually a boys club. I was going to say that I have a friend group of like 20 people from high school, and we are all still. So, I'm sorry. I know I don't like.
That's
telling,
so healthy.
I don't know if it is. I mean, like it is. They're like my family. Like they're we're so close. We've been friends since we were like 10 years old. And just always kept in touch. We're really good about it. Make sure
married?
That we travel. No one, actually one is married, but like it was for a green card thing. His wife is Chinese, so she needed.
Yeah.
But that, so the wedding hasn't happened is the thing. Anyway, but that is mostly boys, that whole group. And so that was really interesting to grow up and just be with this group of boys.
Yeah.
Do they live in New York City?
Some of them do. Most live in LA.
Oh my God. You're like super bi-coastal. Like in your relationships. Yeah. Ori. Remember Ori?
Yeah, Ori's in LA. I know. I'm pretty evenly split.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
What brought them to LA?
It's a great question. They all kind of left for different reasons. One got a job at Google and now he's moving back because he was like, you don't go to LA for tech. I was like, yeah, it's kind of like going to Chicago for comedy. You know, like you just kind of like,
oh my
like you
God.
Can do it. I'm sorry. Weren't you there? You were in Chicago?
I was there for Teach for America. It doesn't matter.
Oh, different. All right. That's right. You said that.
He was, you know, doing other horrible things.
You go there for teaching.
Yeah, go there for teaching. Teaching, you'll take off.
He's going to work in that like, not Hell's Kitchen, that like Chelsea big Google office.
Yeah, the big Google.
So move there for that. And then I have one who's a friend who's a songwriter, a friend who's a nurse, like
wow.
And they all just moved out
getting
there.
That sunshine.
Yeah, they wanted a new place.
I feel like if you live that close to New York and you are like want a big city but don't want to be like so close to your home, mm-hmm. I can see why that would drive people other places.
Yeah. And then I do think it was sort of like people went and so it attracted other people.
Sure,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I have friends there, you know. So
yeah.
I don't want to.
Wait, you kept trying to talk about penis doctor, and I kept cutting you off.
Oh. No, I guess my whole point, like, for why at least people who have vaginas should be gynecologists, because like if I could study the penis as much as anyone, I could be an expert in penisology, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll never know what it feels like to like get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like a type of pain that you need a person. Who has balls and has experience, you know, like,
and who isn't a little bitch.
Yeah. Who is a little bitch. To like understand, like there's just there's a different level of education, which is tactical education.
Yeah. Personal experience is like very important. I think.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that the guy urologist like carries this around with him all the time? And it's just like, it's like a whole thing. He has a front porch.
That he's a urologist.
Like, hey guy. He like walks in. He's like, hey, I know I'm a man. I know I'm a guy, like whatever, but like I'm still your urologist. I'm still your gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Oh yeah.
Gynecologist.
See, that's the problem. I think they don't even clock that it's weird.
No, because I think all doctors and surgeons are actually sociopaths. I'm a little anti-doctor, except my sister is one. But.
I mean, it's too real. That's like, it's too serious.
It's a really serious job.
It's a really serious job.
Yeah. I think that any but I've never known a male gynecologist to. Have like, I don't know. I always like, it's always like also the oldest man you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Woodenbaker, and it's like, why are you 85?
Right. Yeah, he's like still using a chainsaw for 2 seconds.
he's like, I actually came up with the initial pliers that we use to spread you open.
Spread you open is so exactly how they say it. That's exactly how they say it. Yeah. And that's why I can't trust a male gynecologist.
Especially if it's like a private practice situation. No, thank you.
Oh, no, that's horrendous.
Why don't you want oversight? I don't know. I don't trust it.
Yeah, I don't trust it at all. I don't trust it at all.
Yeah. More women in gynecology and generally people who have vaginas.
Yeah.
You know, the infectious disease doctor was sweet. I was thinking about, we went for tea.
That is sweet.
Honestly,
Because I'm sober. I feel like
that's too sweet. Oh, well, that's nice.
No, no, no.
Do you like taking people out for tea? Or was he like, let's go out for tea?
I'm the hardest person to date because I like eat weird. So like we'll get to a thing and it's like, we're there for drinks. I'm going to get a seltzer. And then he'll say he's getting food. And I'll be like, oh, you didn't eat already? Because like, he'll think it's dinner. And like, it's
I do the same thing. I don't like eating in front of someone else.
I know, he didn't either. In the beginning.
Yeah, okay. It's like,
you should start going to ribs restaurants and just kind of look fear in the eye. And get a rack of ribs, finish it. Be covered in sauce.
Yeah, look at one eye, then the other eye.
Yep, and see if it's still. And lick your lips. Lick that sauce right off your lips.
I'm so excited for therapy to like figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
like, be like, what's so going fun. On in here?
Well, tell her my suggestion is that you go get ribs somewhere.
I'll tell them that.
Them, sorry, excuse me. I keep forgetting you have a non-binary therapist.
I'm so excited to have a non-binary therapist. That's
gonna be, you know, somebody's got to give sliding scale.
It quite literally is sliding scale. Thank you for saying that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay, wait. Boys Club. Okay, I'm trying to think of other doctors that are sus.
I think just like what compels a person to be a dermatologist. Not bad. Not bad at all.
You know
I
what?
I think it's cozy. I think it's a cozy situation.
It's honestly, yeah. Every doctor I know recommends that people get into dermatology.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of
it's
money.
It's not emergent, and it's so and there's a lot of money.
It's like a there's 9
not
to
a lot
5.
Of there's yeah. not a lot of dermatology emergencies because anything that's like a skin emergency would be like a burn victim, and that's going to the ER.
Oh my god!
And so you might treat them after the fact, but you're not getting up at 3 a.m. to go into the hospital.
Yeah, like this mark. This has been the same for weeks. There's no emergency here.
No, no, just a slow and steady death march.
Yeah, love that. It's such a great job. Could you imagine? You're like, this mole looks weird, and then you send him to someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get to hang with people that used to tan, which are like inherently cool people.
Yeah, they're cool people.
You're just seeing people that lived a life, okay?
Yeah,
outside.
I mean, here's where my arrogance comes in. I feel like I could be a dermatologist right. Now. I feel like I could be like, oh, is your skin dry? You just need Korean sunscreen.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to say it not to objectify. You have gorgeous skin.
Oh,
I was actually
you.
Just going to say, you said earlier that you're Irish Catholic, but you're very tan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is my whole thing. But also, my Jewish side is pretty... I mean, it's like Eastern European Jewish.
Because when you said Jewish earlier, I thought in my head, I was like, I should have a baby with a Jewish person. That's a gorgeous combination. Gorgeous.
They'll be Catholic. So anxious.
Because you're Irish Catholic.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I don't know. Irish Catholic and Jewish combo means bad stomachs. It really means bad stomachs. Irish people have terrible stomachs.
It's
they
true.
Might eat like corned beef and whatever the fuck, but they're not digesting
and
it.
And I think my torso is too short. It's like
a whole other issue. You think that's the problem? Yes. Not enough room, not enough real estate down there?
If I took an inch off my legs and put it on my torso, I'd be perfect.
Yeah, I get that with myself.
I'm Irish Italian. I'm Irish and Italian Catholic. That's my combination.
Oh wow, double whammy!
I know, and a little bit of Polish too, but also still Catholic.
Carney is
Irish. Yeah,
Irish
for clown. You're right.
Janda?
It's true.
What's Janda again?
Czechoslovakian.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, or Czech? Just maybe normal Czech. I don't like that, but I love my dad, so I can't change it. But my mom's name is Grady, which I think is gorgeous. Tell such a tale.
Connor Grady. That would be a nice
Connor
name.
Grady.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Connor or Grady Connors, you know? Something like
wow.
that. Really have fun
That's
with it.
That's rich. Grady Connors is a country club name.
But Janda, I feel like it's like the it's like my dad. I just think he
deserves
this.
It's a name you
this.
Can really yell. Janda.
Yeah.
You know?
It feels. It doesn't feel gay.
Yeah, from the sports perspective.
I know. It really does subvert you.
Well, this gay guy named Steven Janda, who lives in New York, DM'd me and said, crazy to see another gay Janda.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh,
my
no.
man.
He said, my man, I got two more where that came from.
I got news for you. All my brothers are gay.
Yes, I recall. That's so awesome.
Wait,
I think
do you have siblings?
Awesome.
We didn't even ask.
Yeah, I have a sister and a brother, both older.
Oh, cool.
My sister's 35 and my brother is 39.
Those 39. Are perfect ages.
Yeah.
Wow. They live in the city?
No, my brother lives in Seattle. And my sister, which I love, Seattle's gorgeous. My sister lives on Long Island, but that wasn't her intention. She wasn't like, everyone in my family hated Long Island the whole time we were there. My mom is from Miami. My dad's from Northern California. They end up on Long Island for, it's a whole ass story, whatever. No one liked living there. And so my sister lived in Michigan and lived in Houston, Texas. And then she's a doctor. So you get placed places.
Are your parents still on Long Island?
My mom is. My dad's in Arizona.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's making the trek to Arizona. That's another boys club.
I should have said that. This is the next thing I'm going to write about for whatever, for the stage. Is that if you're, okay, middle-aged dads, mm-hmm. once they get divorced, straight to the Southwest.
Yeah.
Full steam ahead.
I know another a late in life divorcee who did the same thing.
Yeah,
Arizona.
I think this like sort of pioneer cowboy thing wakes up in them.
Yes.
And then when you go there, like my dad moved to Scottsdale, and my parents got divorced in 2019.
People are loving Scottsdale.
Love it. Because you can golf, which my dad doesn't do, but there's a gun range, and you just know it's a perfect place for a man who is like living in the Northeast,
yep.
and like didn't like his corporate life, and so now he just wants to go
be a
think
man
in the desert,
out in the world,
touch a cactus,
yeah,
like look at lizards, like it's a perfect place for them.
Yeah,
is it like Joshua Tree for Republicans?
Actually, yeah,
it is a little bit like. I feel like I've seen so many like bachelor parties are going there too.
Yeah.
It's like it is definitely like where I love that. It's like literally cowboy city.
It is. It's like they get to be that.
That's so funny. This girl that I lived with in college, she moved there because she had some sort of health issue and she needed the air of Arizona. I swear to God, is that a thing?
That's my dad. Actually, my dad gets really sick when he's up here because it's too moist in the air.
Interesting.
Which is fascinating.
And it's dry there.
Yeah, and it's dry as fuck there, which I hate. It's hot, it's dry.
I don't like dry heat as much. I love
humid heat.
I went to Vegas one time and I went to the pool and it was so weird because it was so hot out. You get in the pool, you get out, and now you're freezing.
Yeah.
It's so dry. Weird.
100%.
So weird.
100%.
Wait a minute. So is it like fun there? Like for you, like would
not
I like
in
it?
My no.
Is it pretty?
There's no gay people there.
It's pretty. It's pretty. There are pretty things about it. It's you'll have like a magic moment as the sun slowly sets on the desert horizon.
I'm not a big desert guy.
I fucking hate the desert.
I would much rather do beach or lake.
Does Ori go to Joshua Tree?
I don't think he has, no.
Do your LA friends, are they desert heads?
Not desert heads, but we did all go to Joshua Tree. That was a trip that we try to go to a national park every year. So this year we're going to Crater Lake.
Wait, so did you like Josh? No.
Joshua Tree? Yes, I did. I was like, who's Josh?
Joshua Tree's not the desert though, right? It's like big.
It's sort of the desert.
Oh, is it?
It's desert-y.
What am I thinking of? I guess the Redwood Forest is like the big trees.
Big trees, but that's also not a desert.
Right. That's not Joshua Tree. Those are different.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Where's Moab? Utah? This is a geography podcast.
You are one of the most well-traveled people I know.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You're always in Banff.
I went to Banff one time.
Twice.
One time.
You went last year.
Yeah, one time.
Oh, where'd you go this year?
Nowhere. I haven't been anywhere yet.
You went skiing. I was worried about it.
Oh, Denver.
Because then you were like, oh, I've been tripping. I've been falling. I've been hitting my knees. Utah. Like, that was the concern.
This was
the whole concern.
I was on a snowboard getting my ass whooped by the snow, just fucking falling on my face, my ass. I got it by the end, but it was a lot of.
I mean, skiing out west is a really different.
Yeah, I was learning
not well.
Learning live at 26 how to do an extreme sport. It's not advantageous.
Oh, you just started. Yeah, you're from the south. Yeah. I keep forgetting this.
So I was born in Syracuse and I lived there till I was seven. And okay. So I snowboarded like literally like three times,
uh-huh.
like 3 days in my life.
Yeah,
and then. Yeah, like because we grew up in the South, never again.
Right.
So it was, yeah, but my siblings have gone with my parents over the last couple of years, and I just haven't been able to make the trips. And then this year I went, and I was so bad.
It's hard.
But, you know,
snowboarding, I think, is harder than skiing.
Yeah, I've tried skiing before as an adult, too, because my friend is a ski instructor out in Utah, and I was worse at that. So I'm just not meant.
Holy shit.
I don't like going fast. Out
no,
of control.
Of course not.
So it's like it's not a good time for me.
When you moved to the South, did your parents sit you down and say, "We're moving and we're selling the house"?
They did.
And you cried.
They did. Yes, I cried. They sat me down because I was like third grade. Yeah. So I guess I was eight. So I had like, you're just at that age where you're like starting to be a person and make friends. And so I was like not ready to move. I was not excited about it. And they were like, "We're moving to Georgia." And I was like, literally never even heard of that state. What are you talking about? I had like never even conceived that we would go such a place. And then they promised me a basketball hoop in return as a gift. Didn't come for several years after that. Let me just say it was several years until the basketball hoop was put in. My sister only asked for a Webkinz. I'm like, girl, you got to think bigger. Gotta think bigger. But she got hers immediately, and mine didn't come until much later.
Oh, my God.
But I remember them telling me, like, one of the big things they taught me when we moved was that, like, in the South, they... It's like a social requirement that, like, if you're a child, when you're speaking to adults, you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. That's, like, a big thing down there, especially for kids. And so I remember the way they taught me. They were like, hey, if they tell you to, like, go pick up that book, what will you say? I was like, I don't know. I would just go pick up the book. I was like, that's a horrible example to get me to prompt me to say yes, ma'am. Like, I was like, this, you guys don't know how this is used, clearly. This is a blind leading the blind right now. Like, this is a horrible example.
I think I still say yes, sir, thanks, sir, et cetera.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was never... That makes me so uncomfortable.
It was super, super instilled in me. I used to get made fun of my like soccer team in college because if my coach said something to me and I would say, yes, sir, they would say, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like instinctually like to say that.
Where
I don't
did
know.
You go to college?
Wake Forest in North Carolina.
Yeah. Really? I would think that they also did
yes,
that.
Yes, but like because everybody's being brought from different places, like most kids were from like Midwest, West Coast, like it was like me and one other person were from the South.
But Elon's a worse school, so it was more local. Yeah. It was more, honestly.
Well, I mean,
we're around.
In terms of athletes, they're kind of pulling from everywhere. Honestly, like even there wasn't that many North Carolinians, I guess, because like it was a private school, so like it was like a lot of they would just go to UNC or NC State, I think, in state. We got a lot of kids from New Jersey, so I was
it's
like
a pretty popular school in Long Island.
I was like, I was amazed at how many kids were from New Jersey. Because I was like, it's not that big of a state. Like, where do y'all live? Like,
there's so many.
Yes, a lot of Connecticut girls too. Big Connecticut. Yeah.
Yeah. I know quite a few who went.
Yeah.
Your whole move story to me is so, I've never thought about it or asked about it, and it really is like cheaper by the dozen.
I remember where I was. We were sitting at the kitchen island in my parents' house in our house in Syracuse, and then they had like a brochure for the school I ended up going to, and they were like, we're going to look through
Country Day.
And they were like...
I look it up sometimes, you know.
How's it doing? And then I went and visited it with my dad, and we just like walked around and got ice cream. And and they were like, well, we're moving here. And I was like, okay.
Wow, it's a really big difference. Yeah. From the north to the south.
It was a big difference.
Traitor.
Was it summertime?
We moved... I think so. We moved over the summer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Were people
That's the
nice
worst
to
time
you?
To do it.
It was the worst time to do it because... upstate, like Syracuse, they end school in June, and then in Savannah they start in August. So shortest summer of my damn life.
Yeah,
brutal.
Oh, I'm so sorry, brutal. Nico. That's so. And then they didn't even get you the fucking basketball hoop one time.
And you spent the rest of your life trying to win that month back.
Yeah, time I'll never get back.
Wait, so I like so vividly remember who was hot in third grade and the musical we did Once Upon a Mattress and like everything about third grade. Were you kind of like, wow, none of these people even matter anymore? They are good as dead to me.
Well, I always kind of thought we would move back, and so I was really like, well, those are my only social connections at the time, so I wasn't like ready to like be like, bye forever. Some of them I still kind of keep up with, like a few people. But
oh, fascinating.
Yeah. Well, because my parents were friends with their parents, so like there's some connection up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
You ever uproot your whole life?
I actually never have. I've had a pretty New York life, can you believe?
Yeah.
Actually, I did uproot it last year. Last year I went to Denmark and worked on a farm for a month.
Wait, that's
and
amazing.
It was awesome.
How did you do that?
Everyone should do it. Woofing. W-W-O-O-F.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael Aber has done that.
Yes. Oh, my God. We talked about
it. He woofed in Maine.
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah.
We literally talked about you do it for free. But
you get to stay somewhere.
Yeah. You get housing and you get food. They, like, take care of you.
Was this part of your, like, cleanse?
Yes.
Cool.
Literally.
Cool.
Like, what having a cleanse year is so awesome. Like
a cleanse year?
Yeah. The grounds on which it happened, that was all from the shrooms trip. Which now I'm so anti-drug. I'm like a fucking dare ad. I swear to God. I'm like, you don't need it. Like, these things happen. It's like real, you know.
Wait, are we allowed to ask about the shroom trip really fast?
Yeah, we can. I have to go soon. I have a call at...
Wait, what time is it?
3 p.m.
Yeah, I got to go soon for work, too. Sorry.
We're ending this.
It's 2:30.
Oh, it's over. Maybe, like, can you tell us about the worst experience of your life?
At the very
it's
end.
It's not appropriate.
At the buzzer. Well,
I have one last question. Yeah.
Wait, can we have you on again?
We'll have Absolutely. Rose back. We'll have Rose back. Really? So, boys, you'll have to listen up for the next episode.
Yeah.
We'll have Rose
back. We really want to have you back.
I can't wait to come back. We'll do a drug
we'll
version.
We'll do a drug version. And I'll tell my bad shroom story, too.
Oh, you have? Oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to have to talk
I fainted,
about this.
So that was bad.
That is so... And did you wake up and you were still high?
Yes.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, but I also... I likewise have not done them since. I'm not, it wasn't so bad that I was like, maybe never again, but I'm certainly not like interested at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
it was
yes,
just
yes.
so like,
can I, how long ago was it?
Halloween. So
oh,
very recent. Yeah.
Very recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 months
okay.
ago. Yeah.
I wasn't there cause I left early to go hook up with a guy who worked at Vice, but
and
was late.
This
on.
Is what happens when you go try to mingle with people in mid-size media.
Yep. Oh, you left to hook up with an ultimately unemployed guy. That's
no.
not hot.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Rose. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. We're such a fan.
Me.
We're so happy you're here. Do you want to plug your socials or anything you got coming up?
Sure. You can follow me on anything at Long Island Dirt with an underscore because someone else took it. And then I have a show coming up at the Bell House on
Hell
April
yeah.
25th. And if you're listening to this in 2024 before April 25th, come through.
Yeah.
Nico's been on the show. Connor will one day be on the show.
Oh fuck yeah! And it's I'm about to jazz.
Yeah, don't stop. I'm about to jazz.
Yeah,
with Two Tree.
Great show. Boys. Great show.
That's the yeah. day from that movie where they're like, "What's the war with?"
Yeah, yeah. It's like April 20. Oh, Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
And they go describe your perfect date, and she goes, "I think it's April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket."
Love.
Wow,
love.
You just opened something
accents.
Up in me. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll get out of here in a smooch. 1, 2, 3. What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month, and it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people, and we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast, so come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.